Returning at Sunday night, Channel 10, Junior Master Chef, and one of those who has the tough, enviable task of eating delicious food and then deciding who the worthy winner should be. Friend of the show, Jock Zonfrello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You guys have got no idea how hard it is, I'm telling you. So difficult.
You sound exhausted, you know. You sound like you've just been struggling to decide.
Oh, it's just, you know, eating delicious food all the time, listening to cute kids, it's torture, it really is.
I'm a little sad because these kids have more talent in the kitchen at such a pint-sized age than I do now, and I'm a 30-something-year-old woman.
Let me tell you something. You two have access to YouTube, and that is where they are learning. So, much to my surprise, I was all Captain Ignorant Dinosaur Dad in the kitchen going, oh, did you learn that shoe pastry from your granny? They're like, no, I learned it from YouTube, actually. It's like, okay, no problem.
So they got sassed too.
And that makes sense. You know, they can stop, they can rewind, they can watch it again. They're learning from some of the best chefs in the world by watching videos. It's incredible.
Well, I was starting to do that during lockdown. Obviously, a lot of us now would think that we're, you know, experts in the kitchen. And then I was like, okay, I'm getting pretty good. Then I watched the promo for Junior MasterChef, and I thought, they're serving things in cups. I mean, what's...
They're brilliant. They're really brilliant. And we see a whole host of different foods. You know, there's kids from different cultures, and they're really showing, you know, the food that they eat at home and their family and their family's culture. And that, to me, is a great representation of Australia today. Brilliant.
Did it make you think back to Mini Jock and the passion he had as a youngster and what it was like him growing up, probably thinking that he was going to be a master chef? Or did you have different visions when you were a kid?
I don't know what I was thinking at their age. I mean, I started in kitchens really, really early, about their age, but I certainly didn't have the skills that they've got, and that's because YouTube wasn't around and I wasn't rewinding videos and watching Massimo Bottura to, you know, to guide me through how to make pasta. But I think it's really inspiring that each generation is just getting smarter at the end of the day, and especially where food's concerned. And I think it was really nice. I mean, I've got kids myself, so it was interesting. I spend a lot of my time, and always have done over the years, with my kids in the kitchen. My eldest is 19, and she's gone through a number of different diets and sort of food preferences and whatever over the years. And so you change, you know, over the years, your style of cooking and what you might eat as a family and stuff like that. But I think there's nothing more rewarding than being in the kitchen with your kids. And being able to do a TV show with kids in a kitchen cooking, I mean, they've got the same IQ as me. I mean, cause immature, I was right at home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well, I guess you're right, though, aren't you? Because it is a bonding experience when you think about it, because you don't have to be talking about, you know, what's going on at school. You can just, I guess, talk and let them talk to you as well, which is really impressive.
Exactly right. And I think you're able to then sort of, you know, take away some of the, well, I think anyway, it's worked for me. We're able to take away some of those arguments that I see my friends having with their kids, trying to get the kids to eat vegetables and whatnot. Yeah. You know, in our house, there isn't a separate meal for the kids. We all sit down and there is, you know, a couple of bowls or platters in the middle of the table, and then we all take from those platters, right? Yeah. So the kids see that they're eating the same as you, and then there's just no discussion about whether you're eating vegetables or not. That's what's for dinner. That's it.
That's brilliant. I've got a favour to ask you. I saw it because your Instagram is sensational. Mm. If you ever want to look at some food porn, that is where you go. saw you serve up some wood fire pizzas, which just look amazing. Is there a trick to getting the wood fire taste on a barbecue? Because not all of us can afford a wood fire oven out the back, which I've tried to debate with my partner. But
yeah, so I've gone through every iteration of cooking implements in the world, pretty much, because I'm like a guy walking into Bunnings when it comes to kitchen equipment. Right? Just can't help myself. I ended up buying one of those little ovens that go in your backyard or your balcony or whatever. And when I came down to film for MasterChef, I bought one of these ones. It's called an Uni. And weird name. Other pizza ovens are available. I'm not, I don't work for them. I'm not associated with them. I paid my own dollars to buy them. Anyway, it's OONI is the name of it. And what it is a very small stainless steel box with a pizza stone in it, and you can run it on gas or wood or pellets, whatever you like. And it gives you what is as close to a Neapolitan pizza as I have ever seen. It is incredible. And it costs you under $1,000. So it's good.
You have
much cheaper than building a big wood oven.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And probably going to pass past his amazing, exactly. Who puts up a lot, girlfriend. We learned something new.
Good Christmas present. Yeah. That's
what I thought.
You know, a little bit of a, hey, I love you. I bought you a present.
He's got a child on the way. The budget is very tight at the moment, Jock. But we are excited because Junior MasterChef does return to our TV screens Sunday night on Channel 10. You have changed our cooking world. Thanks, Jock. We'll chat to you soon.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me.